It's alive. Good morning, Lagos.
It's in a tupperweight. What is tupperweighting?
Yo. I was a little confused.
Tupperweighting.
Like, what's up? What's up? What's up? It's not the apple. What's up? As in, what's up in Lagos?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Because
I know lots of people say, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
It's not sorry.
Instagram, Instagram Lagos.
No. Anyway, good morning, Lagos. How are you doing? I hope everything is okay. I will come there and snatch you.
You can't do that.
I will snatch you.
You can do that.
I will snatch you.
But now you can do it.
8 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, welcoming you to Lagos's best conversation. From now till 12 o'clock, I am Mary Ann Okon. She is...
Setta.
Missing our rib. Our other rib.
Yeah.
Is on a holiday somewhere
far,
in the
far away.
Yes. But I sent him there because...
you are saying it now that you sent him there.
He went to The Hague to perfect his art of I put it to you. Because you see... he has been fighting a lost battle lately.
Me, I didn't send him anywhere.
You don't. You don't have the right. You don't have what it takes.
And you love don't send errands like that.
Love a girl, love a knee.
Love a girl, don't drop quotes.
Okay, guys. From now till 12 o'clock, it promises to be a very interesting 2 hours. As usual, we start off the show with, of course, our sound off. Where we get to sound off about, you know, sound off on very, very important issues. Sometimes social, economic, political, and otherwise. Yes. And then right after that, we go into our musings for the day. And today we're going to be talking about Sapa.
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 Sapa. Oh, that'll be me.
And right after that, we'll be going to something that you raised yesterday. We're going to be talking about those food taboos.
Yeah. You brought it up, so come and finish it.
Yes, you asked for it, so we're bringing it. We're serving it like hot.
Yeah.
Like water.
Water.
All right, so let's go straight into our sound off this morning. And right after that, the show already is on the road. Good morning.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Time for a sound off. I just want to quickly just sound off on what happened in Adamawa State. I mean, everybody's just, you know, still reeling from, you know, the aftermath of that supplementary election. And the fact that somebody had the temerity, the audacity, you know, to decide that he was going to usurp another person's power for the best, for the want of a better word to describe the situation. The fact that you took it upon yourself that you were going to derail the people's mandate. Have we not had enough troubles? I mean, stemming from this elections, have we not had... I mean, I remember somebody telling me that he's giving counseling for those who have post-traumatic syndrome from the elections, post-election trauma. It's not funny.
Cash out,
it's not funny. There are people who have been traumatized by election, and then you wake up one day from your bed, roll over, and decide that you're going to do this.
I still do that.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The reason why you're made an electoral commissioner is because the people trust you to make sure that you deliver on credible elections. Now, whether that happens is another debate on, you know, but the fact that you do this openly, you just illegally announce a result, you take it upon yourself. You don't, you know, I mean, where's the returning officer's job? Why do that? And you didn't even give figures. Who does that, sir? And I would really like to look into his eyes to ask him, who's paying you? Is it even worth it? And your children, where are they? Because, I mean, I'm sure they'll be really embarrassed that you're their father. And what kind of legacy do you... I mean, because you see, the truth is that posterity will remember you forever and ever for this singular act.
Miriam, are you not tired? Because the thing is that, you know, after the elections, I'm sure that, yeah, it wasn't... I'm not even sure. I'm certain. But you got people who messaged you to say, never in your life tell me to go and do this again.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got calls on the radio.
We are still battling that.
I remember when I was doing the morning crossfire and people kept saying, oh, so Sheriff has run away, eh? But you see, it's terrible. We're trying to nip this thing in the bud and you're here trying to add fuel to the fire.
For every single time that you get an opportunity to right a wrong, it's like it's wronger than before. That's not what like wronger.
I know, but...
Okay,
it baffles me that people just wake up and decide that you see these problems that we're facing. Let's keep on keeping on. Are you not tired?
It's not even a laughing matter. But
are you not tired of going around in circles? And it's not just about that man, because there are several other people that are like him, who damn the consequences, who I do not know what his reasons were, whether he was paid, whether he was trying to buy favors, but there are people who are like him. And this sound off is for you. You keep saying you want a good Nigeria, we want a better Nigeria. You will be, which leaders? I keep saying it on this show, which leaders? Is it the leader that is that woman in that office that has refused to go and send your paper or your file because you don't want to give her 1,000? Is it the leaders? That's that man that is standing on the road. I'm blocking cars to collect 100 naira.
But you're a leader in your own corner now. What are you doing?
No, but we're very quick to say.
But this one,
our leaders are bad. Our leaders are corrupt. Where they come from? Mars, Pluto. From amongst us, they're your friends, your family. So I keep saying, I will not get tired of sounding like a broken record. We cannot give what we don't have. So if you are giving what you're giving now, it's because of where you're coming from. This is, you are a product of your environment. And tomorrow you will say, oh, we need good leadership. It starts with you, sir. It starts with you, madam. Please. We keep saying, oh, Nigeria, we are going to hit Uhuru soon when it comes to our electoral process. We're on our way there. How? Like this?
They're making all these mistakes, though.
They're not mistakes. These are deliberate.
I'm looking for something safe.
It's not a mistake. A mistake is when you,
trust me,
you know, do something. I mean, you were oblivious of, you know, you didn't know what the right thing to do. So you just did something and then you realize like, oh,
wrong. I look forward to the fact that you mentioned you'd like to ask questions. So were you paid? I'm trying to imagine how that's going to go. I'm imagining that and I hope it
comes. I would really like to be in a room with him to
Before you get that question
thinking?
And answer going, let me just say this was all a mistake and this is the process that we have to follow to
I
get
totally
to the perfection.
I totally do not agree that this was a mistake, sir.
Like, I'm trying
you
to be
deliberately
safe.
Tried to subvert the people's, you know, wishes. And I do not condone violence. I will never condone violence. But you see, when you mess around, you'll find out. And that's what happened in Adamawa State. So please, let this not just be a lesson to us, but let us also try. Let's make a conscious effort to try to change things in our tiny little domains. Let's not wait for a huge, huge thing to happen. Then Nigeria.
It's because this one is, if they make me president, I will be more effective.
No, the revolution starts in your mind. You need to start changing things. You need to start doing the right thing. The revolution is not carrying bottle and carrying... Mm-mm. It's about choosing to do right and standing by it. And that's Sound Off.
Sustain now. You need to know that when you say my dear, you don't say there's no response.
There's
you
no
have
response.
To give it back. My dear.
Anyway. Anyway, let's talk about our musings this morning, eh? Let's go.
So yes, on the musings, yeah, we are talking about Sakpa. It looked like Sakpa was a thing of last year, but yo. Okay, let's see if we imagine crazy thing of last year. Let's go back a little bit to the last year. What's the craziest thing that you had to do because of Sakpa? Or what's the craziest thing that Sakpa has made you do?
Hey, gang gang.
I have a story. I have. But then, it's your own story that I want to hear today. Hey, gang, gang. Not my own, okay?
Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Dun,
dun. Yes, so. Yes, so. And the way you now bring the story is quank, 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 quank.
Oh, tinin, tin, 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 tin,
tin,
I'm, it's not me.
Miriam, be too strong.
It's not me.
Trying to be.
That couldn't have been me.
I think I'm trying to be. I blame you. Stretch. It's your fault.
Well, thank God. It's not my fault.
So let me try it again. Try to be. In our work. Please. Share your Sakpa story.
Let's be serious. Share your Sakpa story. What's the craziest thing that Sakpa has made you do? Because I've seen things. I know things too. I've heard things.
I have heard too.
So guys, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. What's the craziest thing that Sakpa.
And there's a song. Okay, yeah. But that's not the song. I thought it was the song you wanted to sing. Sakpa, no fika. And this song was a whole record, oh. Cause I know the God that I am serving. Open the windows of heaven for me. Money go day on
Sorry,
ground.
Which record label is it? Yanokpacha record label.
That's the thing, you don't have faith. You don't have faith.
Faith in what?
Eh? In good songs.
This ching ching music that you're singing.
But really, it's a song, oh. I'm not even joking.
It's ching ching music.
Don't do that. It's great. It's great.
It's a great album, eh?
Like Sony Music kind of production. Lovies. But we have calls. Yeah.
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. What's the craziest thing Sakpa has made you do? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Anybody home?
Oh, quiet.
Sorry. All right. Well, if you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. Join the conversation on 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. This girl, she needs help. On WhatsApp. And you can join the conversation on Twitter. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. It's Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. What's the craziest thing Sakpa has made you do? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us WhatsApp Lagos. Don't call us.
My name is Glory.
Auntie, we'll send you off. Oh.
You have to give us the passcode. Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
When you call, you first shout, "What's up, Lagos?" That's how we do.
Oh, what's up,
Lagos? Here's to life. Welcome. Oh, yeah, tell us your name and where you're calling from, and you can go ahead.
Calling from Ogun State.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's Sakpa? What's the worst thing Sakpa has made you do? Hello.
What did you say?
You have
Glory,
to
call us back, eh?
Listen to the show and then call us
back.
Sakpa is the Glory.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Okay.
We can actually hear ourselves. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
This is a new record. Oh, nice. This one has... Great. This one has solo. It has a verse. It has rap.
Unfortunately, we have to go on a break because your WhatsApp Lagos has taken everything.
Wow. That's interesting. That's what I just feel like calling. But before you go on break, I'm at the dock. And yeah, to us Lagosians and Nigerians that live, we're grateful for life. Like we're talking about, you know, Nigeria being good, our mindset. But yeah,
That sound off. We don't take reactions to sound off, okay?
We don't. But we'll go on a break now. When we come back, the show continues. It's What's Up Lagos, 99.3. We live like La Vida.
Yes, it's Lagos's best conversation. But before we continue with our Sakpa story, I want to say happy birthday to my darling sister. You want to sing for her?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, baby mom.
Happy birthday, Victoria Waman. I call her Lulu. Happy birthday, darling. God's blessings. Mm-hmm. Plenty money.
Of course. Heavy on that one.
We're going to be forever young and hot.
Amen.
Because she's hot. She's way, way hotter than me.
Of course. So, yeah. Of course. Are you sure?
Yes, and she's mama of twins. You never know.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Happy birthday, Victoria Amen. God's blessings. We love you. What's up, Lagos loves you too.
Yeah, we do love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Send her a cake.
You know if there's cake.
That's what used to follow Betty wishes now. Send cake.
So you were singing with cake in your mind.
That's why I was giving you that vocal dexterity and prowess.
We're still talking about Sakwa here. Well, what's the craziest thing that Sakwa has made you do? Somebody told me a story of Popo that they boiled to make
It's me. Don't cut corners. It's me. No, I know you're trying to be this saying you want to say that our fella used to be broke. Yo! Sakwa has did me things, baby girl. Look, there was one time in 2013. I say some people didn't have food to eat. I didn't say meals. Some people. Then somebody came up with this crazy idea. I can't stop talking about this story because I don't know. It's true what they say.
Hunger makes you creative.
Yes. So you think of ways to get yourself out of this situation. And someone just said, why don't you go and pluck unripe pawpaw? I'm like, to do what? They went to pluck this unripe pawpaw. They boiled water. Then they peeled the pawpaw and put inside the hot water. They wanted to make it as a bar.
How does that work?
That didn't work. Till today.
But did it work? Did it work?
What? It was a mess.
Oh gosh.
I'm like,
so no food at the end of the day.
No food, like Sakwa is a personality on its own.
If you even ate the unripe pawpaw, it would have been better.
I'm telling you. Why did you now think that it could turn to a bar or something solid that we can eat with? What, Sef?
What were you going to eat it with?
I don't know what they were thinking. But wow. I know, maybe your story is more crazy than this. I want to hear it.
Join the conversation. The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. The program is WhatsApp Lagos. We are live, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're here on Itumiyang Crescent, right here in Victoria Island. Mm-hmm. In case you did find us, we can't wait for you at
the gate. Fine, I'm at the gate. You want to settle scores?
Yo, waiting for you. While waiting, you cannot do anything. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to
life. Hot bug.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay, on the Sakwa. I was thinking you want to give me an opportunity to comment on your...
No. We don't take comment on that.
Sakwa has moral, good and bad parts. But let's look at the positive side. It will make you to be disciplined. Like... Hunger will make you fast. You understand? Like you said, Sakwa will make you creative on how to hustle, make your money legit. You understand? With that, and Sakwa on lighter notes, you go so gary, you go chop. Like when you go on Lagos Street, puff, what is it? Normally, be the EKFC, But when Sakwa hits, guy, you go give yourself sense, you go calm down, you go calculate your money, you go spend as much more, you know, go there, like,
extravagant.
So, but that's good side of it. But the other side, man, they don't go catch you.
How?
A police, prison, threat. But she go steal.
So Sakwa can make you do bad things, obviously. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Hello? This one is using to praise and worship.
Well, hey. We have already done our own morning devotion.
Yes, we did it. We already fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. You can send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-5975. 0145-8805. If you're a lady, call 0146-57190. We've got a message on WhatsApp.
Yeah, my Sakwa story goes thus. Back in Unical as a student, I was out of cash and foodstuff exams was ongoing during the time. I had a leftover bread, which I reserved for the next day. Behold, I came back from exams that evening and I was very hungry. It was almost 8 p.m. and the bread was infested with ants. I discovered the more I dust the ants off the bread, the more they appear. So I gathered courage and put off the light in the room and ate the bread like that.
Oh.
At least what you don't see cannot hurt you. Imane from Lekki. Sakwa pesi don't drop coat.
That hunger.
Look.
And then the ants became protein. So you're having carbohydrates and protein. And then you not drink water. That's it. Balanced diet.
Hollered. You can't be saying this on radio.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Listen, it's calling to breathe.
Sorry. Please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for everybody else to call. But for the ladies, it's 01-465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message if you can't call us. 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, alive. Good morning.
This is a good morning. Good morning.
The only Eze got you.
Oh, for the Bolulan, mm-hmm. Yes, they got him. Mm-hmm. You see, one day when I wake up and no food to eat, I turn it to fasting and prayer. You cover.
Is that why we're fasting like that?
That's hunger strikes.
I'm praying till night. I still be praying. And you know what happens? Mm. And end of everything, food come down from heaven. Seven loaves of bread to multitude of bread.
So that is it.
Once you are sharp like that, turn it to a prayer.
And miracles will happen.
Is a lamba.
You're making it hard for us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Godly. Calling from, presently I'm at Osborne now.
All right, perfect.
Driving down.
Tell us about your Sakwa story. What's the craziest thing that's happened?
Yeah. this is my first time calling.
The reason why we come here is because of you.
I would have woke up today when I remembered. I said, Godin will call in and answer.
You're welcome in the name of the Lord. All right, go ahead, please.
Okay. Yeah, my Sakwa story. It's a long story.
It's a long one.
Please make it short. Kiss it short.
I just came back from school mm-hmm. at Edo State because mm-hmm. I was born and brought up at Edo State.
Mm-hmm.
Came back from school and, our motto in our house those days was on your own.
Mm.
So I came back and the hunger was just too much. So I went to a nearby farm. And I went to collected.
You collected?
Are you sure you collected?
You went to a nearby farm.
I like the choice of words.
I cannot use that word on radio. No. So I have to be more professional.
Professional. You're an expert.
I had to collect a cob of corn. To go and manipulate and need to die down.
The hunger.
Need to manipulate.
To go and manipulate, I used to die down the hunger.
Well,
As I was on my way back, so one Egbona called me. I was an errand boy to the Egbona. So he called me come and help me clear this stuff. So as I was leaving, he now said, okay, please, let me check the fridge. Take away the OB that is there. I no longer need it. So I carried the OB. I went home. roasted the corn, and I had no choice.
So you ate the corn, but they are the same thing, sir. It's still corn, corn and corn.
You had solid and liquid ogi. If you think you have power, you think you are a force. Meet Sakpa.
Sakpa can
someone
humble
will make you eat solid and liquid ogi.
The same thing. Bros, I hear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, baby?
Life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you
morning.
From?
This is Dan, the person.
All right, go ahead, please.
One day, many years ago, I thought of there's no money in my pocket to eat. So I now remembered, you know what I did? I now remember that it's good to take at least 5 liters of water a day. I now took one bottle of water. I start drinking. My dad's calling me. Son, session about what I don't drink now, Sarah. I'm like, yeah, they didn't understand. Nobody understand. I drink up to 5 liters of water that day.
And to just feel your
remembering that 5 liters of water, I mean, at least you take 5 liters of water a day. It's good in the for your health. That was the day I remember that.
That's it, you remember.
It's good for your health. I didn't need to remember that it was that day that
How many times did you pee?
I have to consume water.
Were you peeing every 5 minutes? Were you peeing every 5 minutes?
No, I just be taking it little by little throughout the day.
Your body
your
will
system
really
is different. Different. Yes. Your system is different. Because, that's all I'm going to say.
Because normally that kind of intake, as you're taking it, you're going to...
You're always
going
to want to pee.
As you're peeing, you're crying. You're moving the water in different
and
ways.
The hunger is returning.
Because, what? Let's go to WhatsApp. Prince from Netherlands says, what's up, Lagos? Sapan Abasi, you know. I remember my days in Unical. Wait, what's up with this Unical? Is that where Sakpa lives? I remember my days in Unical. When my pocket money and food stuff finished. Now to cook beans and yam with boiling ring. Sometimes for days, as Nepa, they always do their thing. Soaking gari for long hours without anything going. 2 to 3 days without food, just drinking water. Thank God for today. I mean, I have paid my Sakpa dues and so my children will never suffer in this
life. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Nice. Mm. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Sapa has made me collect some small amount of foodstuffs from a lady in my street with my official ID card. I paid her at the end of the month when salary came before collecting my work ID card from her. Sorry, I won't tell you my job. Stephen from Okota.
Stephen.
I know your job.
You did well.
I know your job.
You see, so maybe work ID is very good. You see, it comes in handy.
David. David said Sakpa has made me turn Semo like pap.
There was no hot water, there was no light.
So what did you not eat with the Semo like pap?
Like that now.
I mean, Semo like Semo. Pap like Semo. What will you not do?
It will feel belly. That's the important
thing. You drink the pap and then you lick soup.
That's if he had soup. You're still not getting it.
I mean, he can't be wanting to turn Semo if he did not have soup.
You're not getting it.
Make me to get it. All right, Patrick Kebu from Mogba says, the red hunger has gone in my life. I had to look around my compound and pluck some green pepper, which we planted. There was a little salt at home. I took gari that I hid sometimes back in the house, saved for rainy day. That was how I ate pepper, salt, and gari, using the pepper to touch the sauce and eat with soaked gari. Try them. It makes sense. Funny enough, it actually makes sense. I'm not lying, no. It's actually a jelly case on its own.
I don't want to try it.
Try it. You will love it more than ewagwan. You got to rest.
Stop it. If you ever insult ewagwan, you're going to jail.
This is a princess. I mean, look at it. And look at the color.
You say
white gari with green pepper and salt. I mean, green, white. Oh, that's Nigeria color.
I'm done. All right, the phone lines are still open for the next 6 minutes. We're asking you, what's the craziest thing that Sakpa has made you do? And for those who don't know what Sakpa is.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Some people don't know.
Hard life.
Sakpa.
Poverty.
Pasa.
As in, nothing gum you.
Your pocket, the look you, the look your pocket.
As in, hunger want to kill you.
The look you, the look at.
And shishi, you know, get.
You don't get shishi. Like, me don't get shishi.
That's Sakpa.
That's Sakpa for you.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. You can also call if you're a lady. 01-465-7190 or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Okay, let's get to the phone lines. Okay, okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Anybody home?
Person not the. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Oh, quiet.
Sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, Molly.
Yes.
First time caller.
My name is Ola.
Welcome.
Ola, welcome. You are welcome to the show. Please, when you finish
you
with
been?
Your submission, don't leave early because I have a reception prepared for you, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Today, you know, if you're living in this country, you just have to be happy. Don't let anything depress you at all.
You've had life.
Life. You know, my time, you know, I'm still okay. Yeah, I enjoy this topic. So I'm just going to ignore what they did to me yesterday. I share my story.
Oh, yeah. Tell
about
us.
Shakpa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there was a time I was very, you know, I didn't have anything to eat and all that. So later, a friend came to me and then he said, okay, he's going to prepare something to eat. So while he was away, there was a woman beside my house that sell fufu. So I just buy the fufu. I think it was 15 naira. So before my guy came back, I don't finish the fufu. I just ate it like that. Like,
wow.
Sorry, how did you?
Like, I just finished it. Like, I was hungry and no money. So, and that was the only thing I could handle at that time. So that was my story.
So when you ate the fufu like that and then you drank water?
No.
You just chewed it like that.
I just chewed it like that. Aww. I'm telling you.
Belle.
Sakwa is no fair now.
Please wait after service because there's a reception that we're prepared.
Just
look to your left. You see that brother that is waving to you? Yes, he has your lunch.
We have bottle water and handshake.
No, we cannot.
I'm not even lying.
Oh my god.
Let me read this one quickly. Okay. This guy says, Adira from Mushin, what's up, Lagos? My story is when I usually go to eateries with my dog, Bingo Bingo, to pack all their leftovers, claiming it for my dog. But when I get home, I lock myself inside the room and my dog outside, and I start eating the food. But now, table has changed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah!
You lock the dog outside.
After you use the remote, to go and collect food.
Just wow.
Shapa, it will not be well
Look
with
at you today. Look at you. What you waited for
has come
to pass. See what.
We're not laughing at you.
We're just living the moment.
I mean, like, we're laughing
anymore,
for you, on you, by you, to you.
With you.
Yes, exactly. We'll take one last call before we go for a quick break because we do not have too much time left. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up in Lagos?
What's up in Lagos? In Lagos? Ooh, Lagos. Stress alive.
My name is Nosu, calling from Isolo.
All right, now.
Go ahead. What's Sapa done to you?
What's Sapa done?
Sapa has done many things.
Among which are? Translate, please.
My pocket book.
Off the mic. Okay, one last call quickly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Try to make it back to us, please.
First, we're going to give you that record deal. We're going to get it for you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, there's nobody in the us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Hello, yes, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Is this Joy?
Two angels. How are they?
We are okay.
It's my own calling.
Jenna! Yeah!
Our lover's lover. Yay! Our lover's co-lover. How far?
What I want to say.
Please turn off the radio. Come on, quickly. We don't have time.
We have to take that break.
Yes, we got to go for a break. And don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we want to talk about those forbidden foods in your area. Say the king, the Dibia, says we cannot eat snail because our ancestors.
When they took it,
they all died.
They ate cocoyam and their body became like cocoyam. Want to know about it?
Is that uncle that said that snail is forbidden in his place? Okay. What's forbidden in your place?
I don't know, but my daddy said cocoyam, sha. But my mom cooked it for him and nothing happened. So I'm like,
Well, we'll be back. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay with us. All right, 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacol, and she's Feta.
Very much in the studio.
No hospitalization happening today, though.
Please.
Anyway, on the final stretch of the show, and we want to talk about food taboos. Somebody raised something yesterday when we were having a conversation on our musings, and we want to bring it to the fore. Wherever you're from in this part of the world, is there something that you're forbidden to eat in your state, in your ethnic group? I mean, I remember my friend used to have a driver who would say, who never ate snails if it was in a meal. And he'd say, he's from the place where these snails are super big and they abhor it because of how big it is. Mm. And I said, well, the bigger the better. But he could never eat it. He was always irritated when, you know, it was put in or served in food or, you know, offered to him. And he was from a door state. And I didn't understand. So, but I don't know if it's a personal thing for him or it's a forbidden thing in his part of the world. But somebody also said something yesterday that he ate something. Was he also snails?
I think it's snails. I'm not really sure now.
Yeah, I think Chris said he also that snails are forbidden where he comes from and they're not allowed to. The last time he ate it, his throat was swollen something. Mm. But I argued that it could have been an allergic reaction because I have allergy for shellfish. But then we want to talk about where you're from. What's that thing that you say you cannot eat? And then I also want that class of people that have tried it and they did not die. Nothing key there. Let's go.
Oh yeah, let's go. We say someone sent a message yesterday before we ended the show saying we have to acknowledge taboos.
They exist.
We are trying.
It's a thing. So we're going to talk about it since it's a thing. If it's a thing where you are from, let's talk about it. What's that thing that is forbidden? Forbidden meal, forbidden fruit. I would never eat a cat, whether it's allowed or not.
Just because I don't like it.
Yes,
right?
I will never eat it, but I don't think it kills people. I don't.
My dad told my mom that we don't eat cocoyam where we are from. And I think he told her that before they got married, so don't cook cocoyam in my house because if I eat it, my skin is going to turn to, going to look like a cocoyam skin.
Yeah.
And my mom said, okay. So one of those days, she cooked cocoyam for herself. My daddy carried out it. She did not ask, what are you eating?
Mm.
And then after eating it, my mom was like, that thing you just ate is cocoyam. We were like, hey! Nothing happened to the man. Skin did not.
But I'm not against you that says that. I'm here to hear the stories. I want to hear those stories. And I want to learn a little thing or two about your particular, you know, food.
And could it be that if we investigate properly, this thing is just allergy? Passed from one person to another.
It can also be real because somebody said that they had to do ritual for her mother to feel better.
Oh, it's on WhatsApp. I'm going to read it soon.
Mm-hmm. But the numbers are open. I see the lines are blinking. But join the conversation in case you do not know the number. It's 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, you can call 0146571190. If you're a lady, that's 0146571190. If you're a man, you call it. It means you want to change your sex. Or better still, you can send us a message on WhatsApp, 0809-5975805. We're also on, if you're listening to us from outside the country and you want to join the conversation, we are on Skype. Just type Nigeria Info. You'll find us on Skype. Call us via Skype or tweet at Nigeria Info or Nigeria Info FM on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. What's the forbidden food in your area?
All right. You want to take a call or should I just
That first message.
Now, this first message is from my people. He said, Ugwana cannot be eating or can't be eating in a hurry in Ugali North. Araba Ogun, to be precise. In 1989, my mom mistakenly ate the soup which cooked with the meat served by a friend. She asked, and the lady told her that the meat she used. Few days later, she fell sick and her skin started transforming to the animals until some rituals were done before she was okay. It's real low. Patrick Abel from Acute with that one. He says from Delta State. I know. That's okay.
Ugali.
Mm-hmm. Ugali, yes.
So she started transforming to the...
Iguana.
What's iguana?
That's like a lizard.
Oh, iguana. He used an ear instead of an eye. Mm. And that's what I was saying. What's iguana? Oh, an iguana. Do people eat an iguana? It looks like what's the one that looks transparent when it's on your body, takes on your color? Totally forgotten. It's a reptile also. What's it called?
Is that a chameleon?
Yes, a chameleon. Yeah. So an iguana looks like a chameleon, but a little different. So why would you eat an iguana? Okay, not my place. But let's go to the phone lines. This is going to get interesting. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
I'm Chinua calling back.
Uh-huh. Chinua, what's the forbidden food in your area?
My area is Nkita.
That's a dog.
Dog meat.
Yes. Yes. But there's one place. Because this thing is tempting me. That was in one place in Baramusi, around the Ijesha Road. So anytime I was passing there, I would see, if you see how the garden is this thing, I was like, oh, one day I'll go and tell this thing.
Mm.
But I don't even know the reaction, what to be in my body. But you see, anytime I was passing there, I would see people gathering, packing motors, buying. I said, what is this? Okay, maybe one day I'll go and tell this and I know how, why the everybody's coming.
But if it's forbidden where you're from, why are you going to try it?
I don't know this tradition itself. I don't know because I don't believe in them. I'm practicing it, but I don't really believe in all those things.
But somehow it's affecting you because you can't eat the Inkita because of what you've heard.
I don't know.
I totally get it.
When you know, now tell us.
I totally get it. But thanks for calling, Chinenwa. Say Nkita. We call it Dermit. Meat. That's what we call it.
Ebo.
It's Dermit. Meat. That's what we call it. And it tastes like goat. Hello, good morning. I've never eaten it. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Yeah,
what's up,
alive.
Yeah, my name is Etim Gordon. I'm calling from Lekki.
Okay.
Etim, do you eat duck meat?
Yeah. Very well, very well. But that's my best. That's my best.
You people, that's the come arrest you.
I would just listen to you guys. I don't think there's anything that's forbidden in my own culture where I come from because I think I'm
where
from.
Where do you come from? Oh,
I'm from Modern.
Alaka.
Yeah. So there is nothing, no meat, as in even cat. You're saying you don't eat cat. I love cat a lot, though.
Hey.
So I don't believe there is no meat in my own culture that I grew up to see that. Forbidden, you know. Ah. Except when they say maybe don't pass something in the night and don't eat and sweep the floor in the night. Maybe you know. So apart from that, nothing else I think is forbidden in my culture.
Food taboo. All right.
So we're talking about food taboo. So you know how they say you can't cook, like just like what Fessa said about cocoyam.
Mm.
Where are you from again in Delta?
Isoko.
Okay. Mm. So Isoko.
It's not Isoko. Isoko.
Isoko.
Yes.
Isoko. Do you know what it means in my language?
Please don't tell me.
Front there. In front. Iso is front. Ko is there.
Oh, nice. nice.
Yes. Anyway, join the conversation. We're talking about food taboos, all right?
Taboos.
Food taboo. Mm. It's a forbidden food in your area. If you eat it, you will die or you develop an illness of sorts. I can't even think of any. I mean, if you're from Cross River and you know of any food taboo, which I don't know of, let's know.
Okay. On WhatsApp here, Audra says, Audra from Mission says, for me, it's all aquatic animals. Immediately I eat it, I vomit.
No, we're not talking about you.
He's just adding that. He sent a message before. That's just like a follow-up. What's up, Lagos? I'm an aquaibomite from Obod Akara.
Obod Akara. That's the hill of Akara.
Oh, okay, local government area. We forbid to eat tortoise.
Ah, you could...
If you dare eat, your hair will turn red and fall off from Idara.
Idara, who eats... How do you even eat tortoise? Had an Achillean because I mean it has
it's
a
it's the same
bat.
Way somebody eats dog and I'm just like You do that?
You eat dog meat?
Dog meat? So, yes, if that's under contention, well, it's the same way.
Okay.
People that are using cat, dog, why are people not using cockroach?
Cat. Is that not what started
COVID? Spider.
I'm just saying. Spider, what's in his, what?
I'm asking, because very soon now, people eat mosquito.
That might be as a result of sack.
God gave you put dominion. Like dominion, he's got everything. Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Hello. Okay, call me back when you're ready, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Grace.
Your name is what?
Grace.
I don't understand. Why is your voice like that? Are you faking your voice?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Lagos,
Cheers.
Are you with me?
We are with you.
Yeah, good morning, Mariano. Pino.
Yes.
Good morning
to you.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor. I missed you guys yesterday.
Oh, we missed you too.
I was very, very busy with business and that.
My dear, it's very necessary.
Some web views.
Very, very necessary.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very necessary. Don't be lying.
Mm-hmm.
In my place, I'm from a place in Imo State they call Ebenator. In Ebenator, in Amazu precisely, they don't kill monkeys. So if you kill monkey, if they catch you when you kill monkey, you have to go through some ritualistic practices like
you bite. Monkey?
Yes, monkey. Hey. M-O-N-K-E-Y. If you kill it, you will be asked to perform.
So wait. Igwe, have you traveled by road before and you ate bush meat on the road?
Yes, now.
How do you know that bush meat is not monkey?
I'm just coming with my story now.
Oh, yeah, now.
We're going to be going. Mm-hmm.
As a very young boy who was full of curiosity when that tradition has been, when I came out and saw the tradition and the curiosity of why is it that people should not kill it? Mm-hmm. So on 1st January, year 2000, I gathered some boys in my area. Yeah. We pursued a particular big one. We killed it. We cooked it and we ate it.
Mm.
In fact, it was a very sweet delicacy.
Mm.
At the end of the day, for the fact that nothing happened to me, you know, they say what you believe is what works on you. It's not as if I'm against tradition, but for the fact that I watched the monkeys destroy most of our farm proceeds.
So you say it's time for this monkey to end in the pot.
So I decided to test what will happen when I kill it. So I killed it and ate it. It's very, very sweet and delicious.
Okay, Igwe, I want to put it to you that's animal. You have killed an animal.
We'll go and report it to your village.
You have infringed on the rights of that animal. Do you understand me? We see
just
you in court.
Just give me the phone number of your elder.
We see you in court.
Elder in
and you will do retrials.
Okay, on Friday, we will see in the court. I will justify myself.
Come ready.
Come with your wig. Come correct.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Let's go to WhatsApp now.
All right. Tunde from Bagada says, good morning, ladies. Marianne, if you mistakenly eat cat one day, the roasted one, I swear you always crave for it.
Ew, God forbid.
She's not going to do that.
Never.
Yeah. My name is CJ. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Feta and Mimi. Love you girls like mad. We love you.
We love
right?
you too like mad.
So in my place, we forbid snail, but guess what? I love eating snail. Mm. They said if we eat it, our nose will pull off. My nose is still there. How God created it. Give that guy one more. What's up,
people? That's for you.
How are we celebrating your deviant? But that's okay. This guy says, I'm from Anambra State, Mbosi precisely. We don't eat eke. Python snake.
Who eats snakes? Ew.
Who does that?
I don't even like snakes. I don't want to see them.
Anyway, David says, I'm still looking for the person that said we should not drink coconut water because it makes one dull. I'm looking if you help me see the person. By mistake.
We want to see him too. We want to help you to see him.
Oh.
We're not going to say what we're going to do. We just want to see my app. Just a conversation.
David, you know that, is it not David that is the friend of
yes,
God?
Yes.
You know that God loves you.
Yes.
If you help me to see the man, because he's a man.
Yes. But huh? just give us
who
a
do you,
call.
Who do you think? You think he's a man or a woman? Let's say that.
It's thing. A man.
I think he's a woman.
It's
now.
A man.
Man, I think about it.
No, no, no. Because you know that pregnant women need to drink coconut water, so it's a man.
It's a man.
If adventure. You see the man along your hair at. He hollered me. Hollered me. I want to talk to him. Okay?
Well, you just want to have a conversation.
A conversation. That's all.
What's up, Lagos? Charles texting from Lekki. I come from Cross River. There is nothing we don't eat, too. Even snakes, bush rats.
Okay, oh, go, go. Speak for yourself.
You say even frog. Very proteinous.
This man wants to embarrass me.
I see some people eating mosquitoes somewhere.
Or spider.
They're killing me for eating it.
No, I'll tell you one of the craziest things, one of the shocking, the most shocking things I experienced when I lived in Uyo. So rainy season, when it rains, you know, the under the lights, your security lights, I noticed that every night you see kids, you know, standing around like floodlights, because I lived like off an expressway. So they stand by the floodlights with bowls and water in the bowl. I did not know what, you know, for me, I'm just wondering, like, why are kids out this late, like, in the rain? At first, I thought it was just like, okay, they're playing. But why are they all carrying bowls? And then my mom now explained that there are insects that they're catching. They're trying to catch those insects.
We're in the
I said, what are they doing with it? So in my tiny mind, they want to put them in bottles and make them pets. Now, lie you.
No, they need to fry it.
I've not seen it before, but I heard that.
Yeah, I heard
my dear Lord.
Then growing up in the barracks, like, this is called
shivi.
I don't know the name for it, the English word.
It's a particular species that comes out when it rains. My dear.
I heard it's sweet. Is it sweet?
I don't want to know, please. Nah, don't look healthy to me. Nah, nah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Today I'm eating dog meat.
Dog meat. It's not healthy. Who told you I eat dog meat?
You said it not.
No, I don't. No, I don't eat it.
So what do you eat?
Like, oh my God. I eat like mutton.
What mutton?
Mutton. Are you kidding?
Is it meat for which
don't,
animal?
Don't argue. Don't argue. Okay.
No, but no, I don't know.
Mutton.
Now.
Lamb.
Lamb. Oh. To learn every day.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
Well, I want to tell you something. Not an incense, that's an incense. It's called termites.
Hmm? Oh, termites.
Termites. Yeah. Termites.
It's not very nutritious. I'm missing something. You know.
Hey, let's eat nutritious for you now. Leave me alone. Is it by force?
I eat that one. I eat it.
It's not the same
termites
that eat
wood. It's not very nutritious. I'm telling you.
Ah, so as you're eating termites that eat wood, yeah, you're putting wood inside your belly.
No wonder you have strong mind. Wooden hats.
Oh, I see. What's up, Lagos? It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking about forbidden foods in your different areas or your ethnic group and your state. What is it that, what's that meal that you can never be served in your house?
And what are the grave consequences too? We want to know.
Yeah, because my mom would say, if you eat dog meat, you cannot touch my food.
No, say it where. I don't get it. What is that?
My mother is not Nigerian. Wait, I will say it the other way. Okay, but first, my mom will say, if you ever eat dog meat, you can't drink water. You can't touch her cup, anything, nothing. Her utensil, you can't touch it. You can't eat anything in her house. So if you have eaten dog,
what's nice to eat the?
Who's you people? Are you in my ass? Why are you making these allegations on radio?
It is okay.
What are you
this
talking
is
about?
A safe place. We love you. Regardless.
Who made it safe? But you can't eat dog meat in your house.
There you go.
Let's use some messages before we go on a break.
Okay. Amy Doma from VI says, snail is forbidding in Benue State, which is where I'm from. I used to eat it when I was a small boy, but I can't even eat it now because it gives me shortness of breath and swollen eyes. It doesn't make you slow. I'm just asking.
Shortness of breath?
Okay.
Wow.
Greetings to you both, Marianne and Feta. What's up, Lagos? I go by the name Mr. Showtime. What's up? I don't know what is forbidding food or fruits in my Eket Akwa Ibom state. All I know is that I know if you eat snake and ewa, dog.
Ewa. Dogs.
Monkey meat, cat lion meat, even if not to get foul spirit. I must eat chicken and goats. Truth be told, we don't really have forbidding this and that in Akwa Cross State. Mm-hmm. Now we cook past, so we carry first for our state. And he goes on to say, Marianne, all of Una, Stretch, Sheriff, Ufoma, Chuma, ETC, run, leave, Port Harcourt, come Lagos. I don't follow Una. If Una run again, I go follow you. Enjoy your day.
This time I go America. Are you coming?
Monica.
Okay.
Good morning, guys. I'm Mario from Bagada. I think eating duck is forbidding, but in some places in Indemili, you cannot kill or eat python. If you do, you'd have to bury the snake properly like it's your father.
Oh, wow.
You guys are just out here.
Too much drama, you
doing
guys.
Everything,
too much drama.
You know. Mm. If you go to Orogun, don't mess or say anything bad about the iguana. If not, in few minutes, you'll have hundreds of them around you making you uncomfortable. Mercy is the name. What?
I beg you, say, miss.
Do you know that my father owns the land? How dare
exactly.
you?
Exactly, and iguana is under my capacity.
As in, iguana, the reptile with snake kind of tongue, which looks like big lizard. Anyone who kills will be killed. Eh?
All the best.
I'm going to compare the place again. Let me look at the place. Ah, Delta State, I'm not coming there. Good morning, my dear sisters in the studio. My name is Nengi T. Fabian. I'm from Benue State. T. All T. people, be you, man or woman, you cannot eat dog meat. Dog meat.
Dog meat. It's dog meat. You cannot eat dog meat.
I'll take one more before we one go on more. The break. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Dominion for me, Sherry says, Imo, that monkey matter not true. Okay. Oh, the monkey matter. Oh, no wahala. I wish you all the best. Thank you for noting all the areas for me. I'm writing it down. I'm a sheet of paper.
Okay, well, we're going to go for a quick break, Lagos. When we come back, we'll be concluding this on the other side of the clock. It's still What's Up, Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Marianne. She's Feta. We did come back.
Back.
Right here.
Don't give up on love. Oh, don't give up on love. Do you know?
Yes, one we two, do. Two, we do. Two. But we are here at Itumiyan Crescent and live bringing you the best of conversations.
Sure.
I have heard all sorts today.
Sure.
I have heard all sorts. But in case you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're asking you, what's the forbidden food in your area where you come from? What's that thing that when you grew up knowing that you can never eat it? And for those of you who have tasted it, share the story. Did it kill you?
Or a pain, maybe it's not even your story. Maybe it's someone else that you witnessed.
Yeah.
What happened to the person?
Yeah.
We want to know all about it. The phone lines are buzzing. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. For females, we have a customized, very beautiful, sexy number for you. 01465-7190.
Come on. It says very sexy. Okay, ladies. All right, we're going to the phone lines quickly before we go back to WhatsApp to take some of your comments. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Call to breathe.
Nobody's home. Hello. Everybody have gone out. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yeah. Love it. Wow. Cheers to love.
Quiesta, chest to life. That's all you got to do.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Benny. But you tried. Hello, good morning. Oh, what's happening, guys? Take it easy. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Leke.
How are you doing, Leke?
I'm fine.
Great, great, great.
Are you married? I'm happy to have you back here.
Aw, thank you.
I'm sorry for your voice and all that.
Ah, thank God. The voice
yes.
is back.
Yes.
My God, to stretch. May I have a question about this topic?
Okay.
Okay, there is this argument that I always ask me about people. You know, they did say that you just simply on the put your life, I mean, just enlighten about it. There is this thing that there is a place since you came for that part. There is a, I mean, that there is a part in Calabar part that is eating human beings she okay? So
I'm going to answer your question. I'll answer your question. I know where you're going.
Because I only say maybe historically, but saying that at this time that happened, yes, yeah, the thing that I didn't see, they find in some particular front.
Okay. So there's a part of Cross River. It's not Calabar. Calabar is just a place. It's the capital of Cross River. There's a place called Yakol Local Government Area, and then the capital is Ugep. Now, back in the day, decades ago, they used to eat human beings. We hear. I've never seen it. And then they have the biggest New Yam festival in my state. It's called Leboku. And we used to hear that if you went there as an outsider with a friend for the New Yam Festival, you'd be missing. But they don't do it anymore. I mean, for me, I thought it was a fable, but, you know, there's that reality. And they said that if you're a newborn, for every newborn, there would be a part of the body that would be sun-dried and salted so that you taste it and you'd know how tasty, you know, the human body is. But yes.
What's that?
I will still consider it as a fable, but we hear that they used to eat human beings at some point, yes. But years, decades and decades ago, not today, not anytime now. But there are people who used to be, you know,
10 is happening. Mewan Shele.
No, but it's old. So, Leke, yes, there is some iota of truth to it, but that was way back when. You know, at some point, people used to kill twins too. So, but all those things are in the past, not in today's world. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
My name is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Give us what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, Vivian. To life. So what's that food that is forbidden where you're from?
I hate when my mommy is giving me beans.
We're talking about the food that is forbidden, not the one that you don't like.
Not the one that you don't like.
Okay, I hate when my mom is giving us cow.
That one is your own personal
Vivian
food.
Vivian is just telling us about her own.
When someone kill cow, they're going to kill the person.
I mean that they would have killed plenty of people.
Everybody's gone.
Vivian, thanks a lot for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, the life. Better. My name is Olumide Omashebi.
Hey, my son Olumide!
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life, whoa!
Welcome, sir!
I have been laughing. I almost got pulled over by last map.
Sorry.
I must have been on the phone. I said, no, it's the radio.
But Salumide, what do you know that is forbidden where you are from?
When we were growing up, they said we couldn't take okra soup.
Okra.
That okra will make you dull and you will not, you won't know books. And then spiritually, you won't go far in life.
Lamba.
At times when things are happening, they will look at the person and say,
Look at you.
Just look at
No, come on. Standing ovation, everybody. Let's do this.
Marisa Lumide, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You just imagine? It's not fail. Okra life matter.
But I don't eat anything that's slimy. No okra, no way.
My mom and her sisters, all of them.
But that's the thing.
She doesn't. One time we had to ask her. She's like, no, it's just a personal thing. She doesn't like it.
It has no food.
But she trained her children with it.
She cooks it for her children,
and her husband. But she doesn't.
Exactly.
I know how to cook okra,
but I can also cook ogbono. But I just don't eat it. I don't eat anything that draws.
Slimy.
Yeah.
That means you can't. Can you do this dance?
Girl,
can you roll your waist?
I'm going to come over and snatch you.
As a girl,
I will snatch you. So okra will make you draw.
So you can do the belly dance.
You make you draw.
Let's go.
Aya, read message. Read message.
Aya, now let's go. Okay, Steve from Okota says, teasing from Okota says, although it's not in my hometown, no, Ibusa Town, Oshimili North local government area of Delta State, I only just relocated there to work and I saw these bush rabbits or hare. Please permit me to use any of the above name in a bushy area close to me. I later killed and cooked it and I really enjoyed it, not knowing that it was a forbidden thing there. Everyone was just looking at me. I have to relocate the next day to Asaba because if they catch you, your blood gonna dry.
Your blood is gonna dry.
Your body told you and you listen. You're a good
guy.
What
are those two funny guys? I miss those guys.
Have you seen Gangs of Lagos?
Are they in the movie?
Camaro is there.
Ah, no. I love their skin.
Please don't kill me. I beg you.
No, I like when they're preaching. You know when they're preaching, see?
No, I just like Camaro's voice. I like the way he talks.
Your blood is gonna dry. Your blood's gonna dry.
All right, 11 minutes on the clock. Let's do this. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otto Lagos?
What is? Mr. Chef Chris, the no snail eater. Yes, chief, my chief.
How far? My chief.
Yeah, Peter, how are you?
I do. Good afternoon, sir.
Miriam.
Yes.
Hello, Miriam.
I can hear you, Chief Chris.
Let's forget, say, we did Lagos. You see that Orogu, somebody mentioned Orogu, right?
Yes, in Delta State.
That's my mom's place.
Okay.
When I go and bury my mom in 2010, the brothers there, they call us, me from my father's side, because I'm from Afo, in the Okwane area there too.
Okay.
They said, look, this thing will appear, we want to put your mom in the grave. This, what that guy called, is it iguana or indicator or something?
Yes, an iguana, yes.
Very big one like crocodile. The man preached to us. We should not run.
Iguanas are not so big, are they? They're not so big.
Maybe it's
a different species. Alligator. I don't know. But are you sure it's not an alligator?
This one, very big one. Greenish.
Sometimes they come out from the water.
So, as the father was praying, you know, they hand me the shovel, you know, being the man now. I'm the junior, but I'm the only first, the son. So, they hand me the shovel to put sand in that, the grave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost see this thing just become with if you see instead self, dege, I throw away the shovel. Everybody from my own father's
village. Where's your faith?
All of us take
off. Oh, thou of little faith.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we're listening.
Come to pay homage to
your mom.
Son, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That whenever somebody, he must come. And at my uncle's compound, about 3-4 of them, by the time we go back to the house, about 3-4 of them were around. But people from my place, we take off.
Now,
I said it the other day. I ate snail for worry. Mm. 2 hours drive before I get to my village. My chief, both sides, full up.
And you don't think it's an allergy?
What did you eat? I said snail. They had to do some cleansing, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
People are telling me, no, it's a, what do they call that?
It's grammar? an allergy.
I'm not allergic to anything.
I try snail now.
She said you're not allergic
to anything.
Eat snail.
Even when my wife was pregnant, they recommended snail. I said, yeah, well, don't dare it, though.
So your dominion is over everything else but snail. Okay, you don't have it.
See the way they prepare some of this snail. The thing goes,
very inviting.
God.
You see?
Sauce every time. Yeah, I lie on a talk.
Mr.
So because we did Lagos, we should try at least give some setting. Like that Ebenebe when our man mentioned Igwe Victor. I'm familiar with that area too. Python, you don't tamper with Python. Python will come and visit you when you come home.
It should not come. Please, stop it.
It's okay.
Goodbye. What was all this?
Don't be.
Python what?
And now Marianne will go home after this show.
No, I don't think of snakes. I don't like them. I don't want to see them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Now when you're going out, snakes, I'm going to meet you.
I will give you back hand now. Okay. Somebody said the name of the animal that is a giant, it's a giant monitor lizard and not an alligator. Oh, I see. He has monitoring spirit. That's why he's monitoring the dead.
Okay. let me take some messages here. The thing you are struggling to explain that children were catching after rain is the sweetest thing on earth.
My
local dialect, it's called Ikporo. There is no sweeter thing to eat on earth than those tiny flies.
I would rather eat sand.
He says, okay, I don't know your name, but the person says...
Flies.
Okay, Johnson says, they metamorphose from termites and not exactly termites, as someone said. Okay, nice. It gets more complicated.
I just can't eat flies. Leave it.
What's up, Lagos? This person says, this is Inia Bon Godwin. I'm from Edemaya clan.
Edemaya.
Ikotabasi, local government area in Akwa Ibom State. We don't forbid anything that I know of, but I would never kill, house, or eat cat in my life.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
But I'll eat dog meat.
Say it well.
Dog meat. Dog meat. If I have my way, because Marianne said it tastes like goat.
Dog meat.
Ambassador.
Dog meat.
Of the dog.
It's not me. I'm not eating it before.
You cannot hide it from us.
It's not me. I'm too posh to eat dog meat.
What's up, Lagos? I'm Mario from Bagada. I used to hear that eating dog meat is bad. Dog meat is bad because anytime you do, ducks will be chasing you wherever they see you.
No, I love duck. Oh my God. Every time I go to like an Asian restaurant.
How you're using accent to say this.
No. Duck. D-U-C-K.
I know.
Look, when you...
Oh my God.
No, I'm not joking. When you next time you go to a Chinese restaurant or any Asian restaurant...
I have said it that I'm not very...
Serious. Sweet and sour duck. I'm not joking.
I know. I know now.
It tastes like chicken. Okay. I've actually had an ostrich before. I tasted ostrich. It tastes really good. I ate it in Nairobi. Yes.
Nice.
There's this Brazilian style... restaurants where you eat different kinds of meats. They just keep bringing it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I tried.
You should actually try chelo chelo.
That's turkey.
I know.
Go bye. Go bye. Bye. Just bye. I'm gonna go back to the phone line.
What I was thinking of.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Lagos.
What's up?
Here's the vibe.
Do you like telo telo? I like telo.
Someone should just call on this show and say, "Where we come from, we don't eat turkey." I'm gonna close this show. Close it for the rest of the week. What?
No, that cannot be banned. Do you know
if we eat it, we
know ducky sweet. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yes, so my name is Azu.
Azu.
What do they not eat in your place, please?
Yes, so it's a cocoyam and a snail.
And snail, why?
You're testing on it.
Who the snail of it?
During the war, that's what they use in preparing those charms that... God will not enter them during the war. That's what they told us. Uncle Chris, we know the place. The place is called Umoru in Delta State.
Why is everywhere Delta?
Umoru.
Delta, you put to Allah, it's just too many.
That place, we know that place.
What is all this?
I'm born in Lagos. I've been eating cocoyam with...
Snail.
The snail. I won't see anything.
And nothing do you, and you're prospering. Don't mind
it. The first day I ate it, I said somehow, but after that...
It was over.
I was okay. So
why did you feel somehow? Did you feel like you betrayed your people?
I was just because I remember that I'm not supposed to eat it, so I was beginning to feel somehow.
You felt like you betrayed your clan.
Azu, trust me, it was just your mind playing tricks on you. That's it.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Yeah, well, Azu, thank you very much for calling. We'll take one more message before we wrap things up.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos crew? Delta Okwani, to be precise. We don't dare snails. The day my late dad ate from the dish that was prepared with snail, it wasn't easy. And we don't eat cocoyam too. Melenu chooks with that one.
Azu said he has eaten. He did not die. All these things that people are saying.
Okay, someone is saying here that, please, good morning, my beautiful sisters in the studio. I'm trying to call him, but I'm not... It's not going through. What are the telling me the number is incorrect? Okay,
it's correct. 0700-993-993-993.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's correct.
It is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's another message here about guinea fowl. Look at it.
I heard it to eat the head.
He said it's forbidden.
I heard it's forbidden to eat the head of guinea fowl. On the other hand, I wonder how people kill and eat monkeys that's in the similitude of a human. I beg. Animal, stay one place. Are you an animal or you are a human? If you answer yes, I'm animal. Okay. Enter the fire and collect your death.
That's just terrible.
It's not terrible. I mean, the monkeys are
that's
animal,
not halal.
Right?
You can't just want say, to eat
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm supposed to call a monkey my brother now. David, let's know what we are doing in this studio. is that? The human race. V2 will now come out and join you. You'll be happy. One day, monkey will come and vie for political position. Because it's humility of a human. What? What human is that? Man, we have to go.
I think we just need to read one more message and go. I'm not taking any more calls.
I stayed and lived in Benue State for over 12 years. There is no kind needs of fish or something like that, Sha. You don't eat in Tiv land, I fear. I don't really understand what you're
saying. There's no kind of meat or fish or anything that they don't eat in Tiv land. In other words, they're
anything goes.
They're hearkening to the call of take dominion, eat, kill and eat.
Everybody in Benue State will go to heaven.
Come on, first class ticket. And on that note, Lagos, we want to thank you all for being part of the conversation. We hope that we were able to keep you company for the 2 hours that we promised, and we made sure that you had a great conversation with us. I hope so. And if we did, don't forget to follow Nigerian 4 on all of its social media platforms, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget that you need to subscribe to our YouTube at Nigeria Info 99.3, and download the Nigeria Info FM application so you can take it everywhere you go. You can listen to us from anywhere in the world. Yes, that's true. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo on Twitter and Instagram. Or better so you can just search for Mary Ann Dukokon anywhere. Just Google me.
Google her, okay? I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram at Feta Dynamo. And on Twitter is D_Feta.
We'll be back tomorrow, Lagos. Always making sure that we bring some sunshine to your face, okay? Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Love you, Lagos. Do you?